This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so you're staring down that guest list, huh?
You got that spreadsheet open, right? Like, just staring at you?
Yeah, and like, what the actual fuck?
Yeah.
How many people can we actually afford to, like, feed and give drinks to?
Yeah, right? You know, it's the biggest thing I hear from couples, right? It's like, oh my God, the budget.
It's the budget.
This guest list is just, like, spiraling out of control.
Yeah, it's the guest list. And you know what's worse is, like, the expectation.
Oh, yeah.
To invite, like, every single person you've, like, ever breathed the same air as.
Absolutely.
Like, how is that a thing?
It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
We're going to, like, get into that shit today.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So today's deep dive is all about the cold, hard realities of wedding guest numbers.
This is the stuff they don't tell you in those, like, glossy magazines.
Right.
Or, like, those, you know, wedding planning websites that are all, like, sunshine and roses.
Yeah, all, like, sunshine and roses and happily ever after.
Oh, no, this is, like, real talk.
This is, like, for real?
It's, like, nitty gritty.
So we are going to be referencing this amazing article from Engaged AF magazine.
I love these guys.
They tell it like it is.
Yeah.
The writer is like this self-proclaimed snarkiest truth teller in the whole wedding industry.
Perfect.
So you know they're going to give us the real deal.
Absolutely. No BS here.
So our mission.
Our mission, should we choose to accept it?
If you dare.
Is to break down the pros and cons.
Of those guest list sizes.
Right. So small wedding.
Medium.
Large.
And we're going to help you figure out how the hell to choose the right one for you.
Without losing your damn mind.
Right.
Without, like, bankrupting yourself.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
So first up, let's talk about small weddings, those intimate gatherings with just your nearest and dearest.
Okay, so we're talking 2 to 30 people.
Right. Engaged AF calls this the real ones only crew, or, you know.
Elopement vibes.
Yeah, like you're running off to Vegas with Elvis.
Right.
It's kind of badass.
It is. And you know what? It can be so much more meaningful when it's just like the people who truly get you.
Yeah, like your ride or dies.
Absolutely. The ones who will be there for you no matter what.
Yeah, the author was talking about like golden hour tears and like heart-wrenching vows.
Oh my God.
Like that level of intimacy is just...
ugh. So beautiful. You just can't get that with a huge crowd.
Oh,
you know?
You can't.
You're too busy like waving at people you barely know.
And worrying about like... did Aunt Carol have too much to drink already?
Right. Or like, who's hitting on who?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Drama.
Plus, like, let's be real for a second.
How do you real?
Small weddings are way easier on the bank account.
Oh, my God. So much easier.
Right. The article mentioned like $5,000 to $15,000, and that's with some style.
Right. Like, you can still have an amazing wedding.
Yes.
Without going into debt for the next 30 years.
And honestly, that's money you could be spending on.
A down payment on a house.
A honeymoon.
A new car.
A lifetime supply of tacos.
Yes, to all of the above.
Right. It's just like, why are we pressured to spend so much money?
Tradition. That's why.
Tradition sucks. I know. But seriously, think about all the money you save by not having to feed, like, your dad's weird coworker from accounting.
Ugh, and his plus one that he met on Tinder last week.
Right. Like, who even are these people?
Not exactly. And you know what else is great about small weddings?
Tell me.
Way less drama.
Oh, my God. So much less drama.
Like, you're not inviting those toxic family members.
Yeah, you know the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know that one aunt who always starts shit?
Yes.
Yes.
Or the cousin who, like, always tries to one-up you.
Oh, God. Or the ex who, like, still thinks you're going to get back together.
Right. You're not obligated to invite any of them.
Nope. It's your day.
Your day. Your choice.
You get to curate your guest list and just have the people who bring you joy and support.
That's the dream right there.
Right. And you know what else is awesome about a smaller guest list?
What?
Creative control.
Ooh, tell me more.
You're not bound by all those like stuffy traditions.
Yeah, those traditions that make no damn sense.
Exactly. Want to get married at like sunrise on a mountaintop with your dog as your ring bearer.
Yes.
Yeah, for it.
Go for it.
It's your wedding.
Yeah, it's your wedding. You make the rules.
Okay. But let's be real.
Okay.
There are some downsides to small weddings.
Right.
The guilt trips are real.
The guilt trips. Oh, my God. The guilt trips.
Right? Like, how do you say no to grandma?
I know.
The author had the perfect response, though.
What was it?
Easy. Because I didn't want to.
Mic drop.
Seriously. You got to set boundaries.
Yeah. And stick to them.
Exactly. And then there's the friends who didn't make the cut.
The ones who get all like sad face emoji on your Instagram announcement.
The B-list whiners.
Yeah.
You just gotta ignore them.
Ignore them. It's harsh, but like, what else can you do?
It's for your own sanity, you
Yeah,
know?
right.
And then there's the vibe of a small wedding.
What do you mean?
It's like quiet party energy, you know?
Oh,
Like a
yeah.
Bluetooth speaker first dance.
Yeah. It's sweet and intimate, but it's not like a crazy rager.
Right, if you want like a packed dance floor,
And sweaty bodies everywhere.
that might not be the vibe for you.
And then there's the regret roulette.
What's that?
That's like when you start second guessing yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did I make the right decision by not inviting so and so?
I
Like,
know.
what if they're offended? Or what if I regret it later?
Yeah, I feel
The
that.
article gave the example of like someone who always sends you birthday money.
Yeah, and then you didn't invite them to your wedding.
Anchored.
But, like, at the end of the
At
day,
the end of the day.
it's your wedding,
Yeah.
and you have to do what feels right for you,
Exactly.
even if it means dealing with some guilt and FOMO.
And a slightly quieter party.
But the overall vibe
The overall vibe.
is like real AF,
Real AF.
emotion over performance.
Absolutely. It's about those deep connections
Yeah.
and those authentic moments.
So if you're brave enough to ditch the expectations,
And prioritize your own happiness.
a small wedding might be perfect for you.
It could be magical.
Okay, let's move on to medium-sized weddings.
All right, so we're talking 31 to 100 guests.
Right? That sweet spot where you're like, maybe I can actually have a party.
And still know everyone's name.
Right. Engaged AF calls this the Goldilocks wedding.
Love it. It's not too big, not too small,
That's right.
but it still might make you cry.
Oh, God, the drama.
The drama is never ending.
Okay, so what are the pros of a medium wedding?
Well, you definitely get more of a party atmosphere.
Okay.
Like you have enough people to fill a dance floor
Right.
and create some energy.
But it's not so overwhelming that you feel lost in the crowd.
Exactly. You can actually have conversations with people
Yeah.
and enjoy their company.
And the budget is a bit more manageable,
Yeah, you're looking at $15,000 to $30,000.
which is still a lot of money,
It is.
but it's not like you're selling your firstborn.
Right. You can still have nice things
Yes, you can have your cake and eat it too.
and your open bar.
Ooh, yes, the open bar is crucial.
Crucial. And with the medium-sized wedding, you have fewer of those who TF is that moments.
Yeah, you know, like when you're walking around greeting your guests.
And you see someone you've literally never seen before.
And you're like, did I accidentally wander into the wrong wedding?
Right.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Not fun at all.
But with a medium wedding, you're mostly surrounded by your inner circle.
Your people.
Yeah, the people who actually matter.
And the vibes are good.
Good vibes, low chaos.
Mostly low chaos.
Until the guest list drama starts.
Oh, the guest list drama.
It's inevitable, it is.
So what are the cons of a medium wedding?
We still have to make some tough decisions about who to cut.
Yeah, because like someone always gets left out
Someone always gets left out.
and they will probably notice.
And they will probably be pissed.
Right. The article talked about like a college buddy who gets cut and actually says something about
Ouch.
it. Yeah, that's awkward.
Super
And then
awkward.
there's the plus one pandemonium.
Oh my God, don't even get me started on plus
I know, it's
ones.
like suddenly everyone thinks they're entitled to bring a random stranger to your wedding.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't even know this person's name.
And now I have to pay for their dinner
And their drinks.
and their awkward dance moves.
Ugh, plus ones are the worst.
The author had the perfect response to the plus one question.
What was it?
Can I bring my Bumble date?
And the answer is?
No. No, you fucking cannot.
Love it.
It's so simple, yet so effective.
Right.
And then there's the venue limbo.
What's that?
It's when your guest list is too big for a small venue.
But too small for a large venue.
Exactly.
Yeah,
So you're stuck in this weird in-between zone.
and you're like, do I cram everyone into this tiny space?
Or do I have a half-empty ballroom?
Right. Neither option sounds very appealing.
Not really. And then there's the family turf war.
Oh, God, the
The
family.
never-ending battle of just one more invite.
It's like they think your guest list is a magical expandable bag.
Right. Like,
Cool.
just one more won't hurt.
It does hurt.
It hurts your budget. It hurts your sanity
And it hurts your relationship.
because you're constantly fighting with your partner about it.
Oh, God, yeah. Wedding planning is stressful enough without adding family drama to the mix.
It's like a pressure cooker.
So the overall vibe of a medium wedding,
Controlled chaos.
personal, but with a lot of compromise.
And probably a whole lot of exhaustion.
Yeah, the article said something like 75% happy and 100% drained.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, if you're trying to please everyone.
You're going to end up pleasing no one.
Especially not yourself.
Especially not yourself.
All right, let's buckle up for the grand finale.
The big kahuna.
Large weddings over 100 guests.
We'll invite everyone so no one gets pissed shit show.
That's a mouthful.
But it's accurate.
So what are the pros of a large wedding?
Well, you definitely get that big party energy.
Yeah. Packed, dance floor drunk relatives doing the electric slide.
The whole shebang.
It's like a scene out of a movie.
It can be pretty epic.
Right. And theoretically, there are no shirt feelings.
Not because everyone's invited.
Even your second cousin who sells essential oils.
Everyone gets a plus one.
Even if their plus one is their cat.
Okay. Maybe not the cat.
But you get the idea.
I do.
And the photos will look amazing.
Oh, yeah, those big group shots.
With everyone smiling.
And no one's missing.
It's like a wedding magazine come to life.
Right. And it definitely checks the tradition box.
Yeah, if you're into that sort of thing.
Some families expect a big wedding.
Right. It's like a cultural thing.
It's like a rite of passage.
But let's talk about the cons.
Oh, boy, the cons.
Because they are many.
They're mighty.
First up, the budget bloodbath.
Brace yourselves.
We're talking $35,000 and up.
And that's just the starting point.
Right. Every guest you add is going to cost you more money.
Food, drinks, favors.
Venue rental.
Invitations.
Postage.
It all adds up.
And pretty soon you're looking at a down payment on a house.
Or a small island.
Right. And do you even know all these people?
That's the thing with a large wedding.
You're surrounded by strangers.
Like, who is this person?
And why are they crying during my vows?
And why are they eating all the cake?
Yeah, it's like a weird social experiment.
And then there's the crowd control shitstorm.
Oh, God, the chaos.
Someone will inevitably get wasted.
Someone will make a scene.
Someone will get last.
Someone will try to fight the DJ.
It's like a recipe for disaster.
Right, and you're the one who has to deal with it.
You're the host.
You're the one who has to put out the fires.
And make sure everyone's having a good time.
Yeah, even though you're the one getting married.
You're too busy making sure Aunt Carol doesn't fall into the cake.
Or that your cousin's new boyfriend isn't hitting on the bridesmaids.
It's exhausting.
You barely have time to enjoy your own wedding.
You're just going through the motions.
So the vibe of a large wedding.
Full-blown spectacle.
It's a show.
And you're the star.
But you might not even remember it.
Because you're so stressed out.
So yeah, large weddings are a lot.
A lot of everything.
Money stress people.
But if you're into that kind of thing.
Go for it.
Just make sure you have a good wedding planner.
And a therapist on speed dial.
So no matter what size wedding you choose.
There's one thing you need to remember.
What's that?
Guest lists are weapons of emotional destruction.
That's deep.
But it's true.
Someone will be pissed.
Someone will try to guilt trip you.
Someone will ghost you.
It's just the nature of the beast.
But here's the thing. None of it matters.
None of it matters.
If the day feels like you.
Exactly.
So let's recap.
Okay.
Small weddings.
Intimate, cheap, zero bullshit.
But guilt bombs and a soft party.
Medium weddings.
With balanced, fun, manageable cost.
But guest cuts equal drama.
And the venue limbo is real.
Large weddings.
Epic party family peace.
But you're bankrupt and you know no one.
So pick your poison.
And don't look back.
There's no perfect number.
Only your number.
If you choose a small wedding.
You're flipping off the system.
And making it sacred.
If you choose a medium wedding.
You're striking the balance.
And surviving the cutlist carnage.
If you choose a large wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeding the masses.
Dancing till 2 a.m.
And crying at your bank account later.
So whatever you pick.
Do it on purpose.
Not out of guilt.
And don't explain yourself to anyone.
It's your day.
Your vibe.
Your guest list.
Your glorious fucking chaos.
And if you need more help.
Check out EngageDaysFuck.com.
They've got all the tools and advice you need.
To plan a wedding that's truly you.
Without losing your mind.
Or your savings.
Oh. So that's it for today's deep dive.
Into the wild world of wedding guest counts.
Remember, the size of your guest list is a personal decision.
With no right or wrong answer.
The most important thing.
Is that you choose what feels right for you.
And your partner.
And don't let anyone else tell you otherwise.
Now that you've faced the brutal truth about guest lists.
I want you to think about this.
What is the one non-negotiable element?
That will make your wedding day feel authentically you.
Regardless of who's in the room?
Ditch the shoulds.
Embrace the wants.
And create a day that you'll cherish forever.
Because that's what really matters.
At the end of the day,
it's your love story.
And your happily ever after.
Thanks for joining us.
And happy wedding planning.
You magnificent bastards.
You got this.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it. Hope you like the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.